You're listening to SBS News.
Some renters around Australia are saying they've had enough.
I mean, our rent there isn't up, but we're not paying it.
That's Cornelius, who lives in Melbourne with his three housemates. They've all lost work because of the COVID-19 pandemic and can't pay their rent.
So I'm here working together with other regular, hardworking Australians to actually try and get some fairness in the situation.
Jara from Brisbane says he and his housemate are also between jobs.
We're just not going to have the money to pay for it over the next couple of months until both of us are on welfare, which isn't a fast process.
They're some of the thousands of renters who have signed a pledge to stop paying their landlords this month after government-enforced shutdowns led to hundreds of thousands of employees either stood down or working fewer hours. Union Group Industrial Workers of the World is behind Australia's COVID-19 rent strike. Each day, it's gained hundreds of signatures, which Leo Patterson-Ross from Tenants Union New South Wales says can only mean one thing.
These rent strikes are really an indication of people feeling unsupported by government. They've tried to negotiate with their landlords and agents and have gotten nowhere, and they're really, really scared about what's going to happen to their homes.
While the federal government finalised a code of conduct for commercial tenancies, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said residential tenancies were the responsibility of individual states and territories. Adrian Kelly, president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia, says a blanket rule across the country would have been ideal.
It would have been good to have something which is reasonably uniform right across the country. I mean, you know, we might have a property owner who lives in Perth, but the property is actually in Melbourne, and the tenant lives in Melbourne. So there again, the messaging can be quite convoluted. But my message for the state governments would be, whatever it is you want us to do, get it to us quickly because we need it now.
Some renters have had positive experiences, including Sydney woman Charlotte Westbrook and her housemate Isabel. When their other housemate had to move out because of a pay cut, she struck a deal with her landlord to reduce their rent so they could stay in their home.
Moving in this kind of environment, in this climate, we thought would just be really difficult, so we're really glad that this has been the result.
Jared Hill, director of her real estate agency Rain and Horn, says it's a win-win for both tenant and landlord.
You know, this is really new and it's created a lot of extra workload for every real estate agent and for landlords and for tenants, so please be patient, you know, be kind to each other. We're all in this together. We want to get through it at the end of the day, and we want to get through with everyone having a roof over their heads.
States and territories could announce further measures in the coming days, with New South Wales and Victoria expected to offer land tax discounts for landlords in exchange for rental relief. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.